Well, I focused on the freedom of assembly, of peaceful assembly and of association within the context of elections. And I decided to pick that topic because I think there have been quite a lot of abuses and violations across the world of these rights. And I think that more and more the world is taking a very narrow perspective to elections and in terms of even endorsing them. So you find that observers, domestic and international, really just focus on the day. If the day is peaceful, people's rights are not affected on that day, then they declare it's free and fair. However, we need to look beyond and before that day itself and look at whether political parties have a level playing field. Are they allowed to associate? Are they allowed to campaign? Are they allowed to be able to sell their message? Do civil society organizations, are they allowed as well to do their work in terms of issues like law reform or reform of the processes or articulating issues of importance to the country?
And you did mention some of the impediments that you encounter in the course of your work, especially with regard to African states. What are some of these?
Well, I think the biggest one really is the lack of official invitations from African countries. Now, again, the way the special rapporteurs work is that before I visit a country on an official visit, I need to get an invitation from the government. What surprises me most is that governments sometimes are nervous about inviting special rapporteurs because they fear the criticism that may come out of it. However, our role is not to criticize for the sake of criticizing. Our role is to help countries to move forward. So yes, we will highlight some egregious things, but we'll also work collectively and constructively with governments to be able to achieve the human rights agenda. And I see it also as a chance for governments to put their case forward, because the way human rights even in the UN is structured is that much of the information we get actually comes from civil society and from victims. So we get one side, we send letters of allegation to governments. Sometimes most of them don't even respond to it. So you don't ever hear the side of the government, which we would like to get. So as we gather information and we read widely, not just UN documents, you would want to get a chance to meet the police chief who's been accused, for example, of disrupting protests. And we want to understand the challenges they face. Is it equipment? Is it capacity? And all those things help in advancing the cause of human rights, and in particular the cause of freedom of assembly and association.
So you've not gotten any invitation from the African countries, have you?
No, I do. I have actually. I have got invitation from the government of Rwanda, and I'm working now with Rwanda to see if we can set up suitable dates. We had suggested to Rwanda some dates in August. They didn't come back to us. We suggested dates in September. They didn't come back to us. We have now suggested some dates in January. And we're hoping that Rwanda, and we expect the government of Rwanda to be open to this, because I think they have a case to tell, and be interesting to see how we can work together with the government of Rwanda to advance the cause of freedom of assembly and association in that country.
Apart from Rwanda?
Apart from Rwanda, there's no other country has actually accepted. So I've asked about at least 15 countries in Africa. Most never say anything. Sometimes I've realized the problem actually is the fact that is the process itself, because the process comes from the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights in Geneva, writes to the mission in Geneva. The mission is then supposed to send that to headquarters. Sometimes the information stops at the mission and doesn't go. So there's a place in which I would ask governments in Africa to question and ask their missions to be forwarding information, so at least that dialogue can happen. Because it's not good for me to say I've got no invitation, because some countries actually have never heard that I've even asked for a visit.
Yeah, I was going to ask, yeah. Is there no way you can push for such invites? I mean,
yes, so now we devise different ways. We devise ways in which, for example, if we have an office of the High Commissioner in a country, we ask them to check with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Ministry of Justice, and then we see whether that's gone through or not. So we are devising different ways to try and ensure that at least the information comes from the mission to the headquarters. And I would urge governments, really, because this is their responsibility, to push their embassies and their missions, both in New York and in Geneva, to be passing information on and to have that dialogue as well on it.